This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, no major piece of legislation gets approved without the blessing of the Congressional Budget Office. This nonpartisan office rates the financial impact of legislation over the next decade and what its true cost could end up to be. And now they've just gotten done looking at the House version of the Farm Bill. Let's find out what they say next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Congressional Budget Office has finished reviewing the House version of the Farm Bill, and Jonathan Kappas, an ag policy specialist, talks about what we've learned from the analysis.
Well, so as we know, farm bills get passed through this coalition that helps get the votes to move the legislation through Congress. And that coalition involves three things. That is the support to farmers through Title I commodity programs like agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage. That is helping farmers manage risk through the crop insurance program. That is helping farmers deal with conservation and natural resource challenges. And probably most importantly, overall, in terms of getting a bill through Congress, SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And so that is a big program, serves over 40 million Americans every month. And what we've seen the last two farm bills is that when that comes under partisan attack to try to cut the spending in that program, it tears apart the coalition and makes it nearly impossible to move a bill. And so CBO clarified that the House Farm Bill kind of takes this difficult and troubled route for the third straight time in the House now, where it's looking to cut about in total $20 billion from the SNAP program. And then on the other side of the ledger, it's increasing farm program payments by CBO's estimate by $43 billion over 10 years. And so really big shifts that on their own would be really problematic, but when combined are pretty much the end of trying to get this bill through.
So what does this mean then for the ag side of the legislation? It's been mentioned a lot this go-round that there isn't much farm left in the farm bill.
Yeah, so one of the key things, right, that it's a negotiation, and should anything happen between now and the lame duck, we're going to have to work out, or Congress is going to have to work out kind of these major sticking points. So most of the spending in the commodities programs is through increasing reference prices in the price loss coverage program, so that's increasing that threshold that triggers payments. There's a small, and that's about $35 billion in additional costs. There's about $9 to $10 billion increased in the agriculture risk coverage. So the House is moving up the guarantee and expanding the coverage level. Then there's about $3.5 billion for crop insurance. That's split between increasing the administrative and operating subsidies for the companies and agents that do the private side of the public-private insurance program. And then there's an increase to the supplemental coverage option so that they're moving it to a 90% trigger with an 80% subsidy on it. And so that also is projected to score about half of that $3.6 billion.
So the big question is, who are the winners and losers in the House version of the Farm Bill? The tough problem is that normally this is a very bipartisan piece of legislation. However, it's usually heavily divided by geographic areas. And that seems to be the case today. And we can get comments more in depth from our website at iowaagnet.com. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, especially with elections and a lame duck president coming up. A lot of things can happen quickly. I'm Dustin Huffman.